Hello and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we are talking about adventure walks with our horse, and I will give you 6 ideas and inspirations on how you can make these walks really enjoyable for you and your horse. And of course, how to do this as peaceful as possible. But before we dive right into it, I would like to briefly introduce myself, in case this is the first of my podcasts you listen to. My name is Britta, and I am a coach for peaceful communication between people and horses, and people and people, and I accompany sensitive horse owners on their journey to a peaceful togetherness with their horse. I'm super happy that you're listening to this podcast episode, and I hope that there is something here and there that you will find helpful. Going out for walks is something I really enjoy. Now, but it was not always like that. A few years ago, I walked a horse that I took care of and rode at the time in a forested area that was very familiar for both of us, and I felt as safe and happy as one can be. I was of the opinion that it is definitely safer on the ground than in the saddle, so what should happen? Then, however, my supposedly bomb-proof horse got spooked by something, like really spooked. I tried to hold onto the rope, which worked for a couple steps, and then I tripped and I fell, still holding on the rope. Then my horse got loose and almost ran into a car and then ran off back to the barn, over a pretty frequented road. And for me, let's just say I received a tetanus shot at the day in the hospital. My horse, luckily, was not injured in any way. And then, when I told my story to other horse people, some told me their stories, which were often quite similar. So I started to become really nervous around horses and didn't dare to take that horse out for a very, very long time. But then I discovered more and more the reasons why it even came to the point that he got so extremely nervous. I discovered how this horse was trained when I wasn't there, and why it absolutely didn't trust people, myself included, of course. So I tried to find other ways to be with horses, ways that would help them to turn to me and to listen to my suggestions in a moment of fear instead of trying to get away from me. As you can imagine, this was not done overnight, and I'm still on my journey to learn more and more every day. I also had to overcome my own fear step by step of going out with a horse that, in the end, I cannot control. And every time today, when I'm in unfamiliar terrain, I have to actively manage my self-talk and fears again. And the following tips are helping me with that. I hope they can do the same for you, especially if you had similar experiences or fears like I had. So let's talk about it. Going for walks is a very important part in a peaceful togetherness with horses. They serve so many purposes. For example, they allow us to offer our horse the chance to move and, of course, to explore areas that are new for them, which will activate and satisfy their seeking mode. And it is the same for us. Walks motivate us to go out and to discover new places. They also allow us to work on our presence and give us valuable feedback on where the relationship with our horse is at and where we, maybe, have some room for improvement. For example, in the way we communicate with each other. Therefore, I really would like to encourage you to take your horse out for walks, even if you're avoiding it right now for similar or maybe for different reasons that I did. Maybe because you can't find the time or you have other plans or it's too stressful or the area where the horse is doesn't allow for a relaxed walk. There are ways to deal with every situation, no matter how impossible it seems right now. And it will enrich your horse's life and, of course, your own. And when you now think it might be too difficult, then maybe see your horse as a teacher for something that life has in store for you, where you can find your strength and power to accept that challenge. Yes, it will take some energy, but I would like to invite you to invest it. You will get so much in return, and that is absolutely worth it. Okay, so here's the first tip. Imagine how a perfect walk would look like. When you have a bit time and you're relaxed, close your eyes and imagine how exactly would it look in a perfect world when you and your horse are out and about. Where would you be? In a forest? At a beach? Going into the water? Would your horse be free? How would you move your body? What would you think? How would your horse react to your movements, to your intentions? How would its facial expression be? How would you react to its suggestions on what to do? If you both were curious and open to discover new things together. So, visualization is the best thing you do. Before you think about the reality, think about, imagine, and visualize what you want to find there when you go out. The more you are clear with what you would like to do and how it should look like, the more you can see if you're on the right path later. So, tip number two is start. If you don't start, you will not get to your dream version. Yes, there are so many good reasons to avoid taking your horse out for a walk. But there's also something wonderful that is waiting for you. Exciting adventures, new experiences, and a whole different form of togetherness and communication than when you ride. Right now, it might seem like it's not possible to ever have a relaxed walk. And yes, as I said before, it will be an investment of energy, time, and courage. But you and your horse, you are a team. You both together, with time, will be able to master this challenge and really enjoy your walks. And this is tip number three. When you start, do it in very small steps. Never overwhelm yourself or your horse. Don't think of it as a goal that must be reached, especially not in a certain time frame. Just think of it as a journey, one that consists of many small steps. That means don't take your horse out for an hour when you just start. Often it is already a challenge to let your horse graze just outside your familiar barn. If that's so, then just wander around inside your barn. Go to areas you would normally not go to. Maybe visit other horses in their paddocks or go to an area where the farm vehicles are parked. So show your horse, step by step, the whole place, one small challenge at a time, until you feel comfortable doing it, and then go to the next place. Really small steps. Even if it is just 20 meters, that might be enough for the day. It's much better to do more smaller than one big walk. And then you can go from there. It might take time, but nobody's chasing you. You have all the time in the world. Tip number four is similar, which is let every new challenge you take on become routine first and then take the next step. Habituation. That means feel into yourself and into your horse. Are you feeling good with your new challenge? Is it still a challenge? Or are you starting to see it as a routine situation after a while? Perfect. Then you're ready for the next step. It's almost the same like when you learn driving. In the beginning, everything seems to be a challenge. So many things to look out for. But after a while, some of your movements and reactions become a routine. They happen automatically. You don't have to think about them anymore. And this is what will give you and your horse the self-confidence to tackle the next small challenge. And with that, you will soon feel more safe even in unfamiliar areas. Tip number five is before you take on the challenge, feel into it. How do you feel today? Are you ready to take on a new challenge? Or is something else going on in your life right now? Something that distracts you or that makes you feel like you're not in your full power? Maybe because you're stressed, frustrated, or anxious. When you notice you're not fully present because there's so much going on for you, then just call it a day and hang out with your horse. Do some bonding time. Without goals, without challenges, just to calm down and relax. It's a sign of self-love to listen to you and to respond to your own needs. Take that serious. And the last tip is, end your walk when you're both at your best. When you're out and about with your horse and everything seems to be going well, then we often tend to stretch the situation out as it feels so good right now. We might want to take another detour or to approach another challenging situation because it's so much fun right now and the horse seems so relaxed and happy. Please don't. When you have the first time the idea, I think it's good now, I think it's better to go home. Or should I? Then no, just go home and celebrate your wonderful walk. There's always the next walk and challenge waiting for you. That will also keep you both motivated for your next adventures. So, these were my tips and inspirations for you today. Imagine how the perfect walk would look like, and then start your journey in small steps until each step becomes routine, and then take the next step. Always end your walks when you're both at your best. But if you don't feel like it, because there's so much going on in your life, then just don't go out. Just enjoy being together with your horse. No need to feel guilty, your horse will enjoy it as much as you do. I hope some of what I said can help you to start taking your horse out for walks, if you're not already doing it. I also have a 2-week course about tips and answers to your horse's strategies on adventure walks, be it when it stops or when it tries to pass you or when it is pushy or when it comes to grass, and also what to do in a scary situation. Maybe take a look at it if this is something you might find helpful. For that, you can just visit my website peopleandhorsesinoneword.com. And if you like this episode, please share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day with your horse.